Hi, and welcome to this week's Rock of Ages with me, the Rockmeister, here on Sunshine Radio. Continuation from last week, male rock solo artists. Now, how do I define them? I can't. It's as simple as that, because there's no such thing realistically, with a few exceptions, or very few exceptions, of male solo artists where they play all the instruments. So most of them will have sort of people with them making the sound of the album that they have just released, supposedly on their own. But these may be vocalists who normally perform with a band. They may be instrumentalists in those band who are making their own album and singing along to. Or they may be sort of artists who are generally known as being solo artists, but still have people behind them and whatever else. Starting off today's show was Freddie Mercury, of course, with his cover of The Great Pretender, who normally used to sing with Queen, but did a couple of albums on his own. This chap supported, or not supported, what am I saying, supported? He won't like that at all. was the lead singer of Genesis until he got bored and Phil Collins took over. This is Peter Gabriel.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, the first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, those won't all be there. Those were the best days of my life.
Apologies to all Peter Gabriel fans that I offended by saying that he supported Genesis. You know what I meant, though. He was their lead singer, of course, until he parted ways with Genesis and released quite a few successful albums on his own. But you've just heard Bryan Adams from his classic album Reckless with Summer of 69. David Lee Roth. From Van Halen fame, of course, from his album Skyscraper with Just Like Paradise. Peter Gabriel, as I mentioned, with Salisbury Hill. And start off today's show with Freddie Mercury and The Great Pretender.
Just like you and me, you wanna know her.
Just at about the halfway stage of today's show. The show, of course, being Rock of Ages here on Sunshine Radio, and the theme being male rock solo artists. You've just heard Peter Frampton from probably one of the most successful live albums in the world ever, ever, ever. From Frampton Comes Alive, of course, Peter Frampton and Show Me the Way. Bruce Dickinson, lead singer of Iron Maiden, with his solo attempt as an album released, and Tattooed Millionaire, and Graham Bonnet with his single Night Games from Pink Floyd. Dave Gilmour is coming up next.
Yeah. sides I've deceived. I've seen angels fall from
Casino Royale, Chris Cornell and You Know My Name. Before that, Robin Zander, lead singer of Cheap Trick and In This Country. And then Dave Gilmour with a title track from his album Rattle That Lock. I reckon I can get one more triplet in before it's time to bid you my fond farewell, including this one from Neil Young.
People sleeping in their shoes. There's a war inside.
Billy Squire and In the Dark more or less brings us to the end of today's show. I'm going to finish off with a little bit of Don Henley from the Eagles, of course. But before Billy Squire, we had Mick Ronson from his album Play Don't Worry. And he, of course, was a band member, of course, of the Spiders from Mars, David Bowie's group, of course, with White Light, White Heat. And before that, Neil Young, who, like the rest of us, were rocking in the free world. We certainly were for the last hour. So if you enjoyed my selection of tracks today, including some chosen by members of the Rock Brigade, then join me same time, same place, same channel for another edition of Rock of Ages here on Sunshine Radio. Until then, keep smiling. Bye for now.
Show you.